I'm Melissa Siboney, and I'm reporting here from Lowell Observatory, and we're talking about the childcare options for people who are affected by the strike on Thursday. So I'm speaking with Todd Gonzalez and Kelly Ferguson, who are science educators here at Lowell.
We are offering a day camp starting Thursday and going into Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. to help out our parents and our teachers that are going through this walkout. We modeled it after our summer camps, which is our LOX camp, Lowell Observatory Camps for Kids. And so it's going to be the same sort of model, but just a little bit more chaotic since it's, just a week advance notice. And it is free for anybody who needs this kind of care. So we're looking for public school kids, charter school kids, those from Arizona who are affected by this walkout.
So, you know, as most nonprofits are, we're apolitical. But we are very much a community organization, and right now the community, you know, has a need. We see it helping on many fronts, not just in science education, but helping with parents that are, you know, seeing this as sort of a financial hit, too, to find daycare last minute. And so any way we can help, I just wish we could do more than 20 kids. But we are limited in staff and space, and, you know, that's the part that breaks my heart a little bit, because I wish we could do more. And I think this might be a good point to, if we could challenge other nonprofits or other community organizations to offer, you know, free or, you know, reduced daycare, you know, this is a good time for us to band together and help out the community.
Hello, I'm Justin Regan with Arizona Public Radio. I'm standing here with Pastor Lynn Bartlow at Trinity Heights United Methodist Church in Flagstaff. How's it going today?
Going very well, thank you.
Why have you chosen to participate in this?
As a church, we're made up of many different people with differing backgrounds. We believe education is important. We believe families are important. We feel living wage is important. So we understand both sides of the issue, teachers, educators, the education system in itself needing more money and more care for our kids, but also recognizing that logistically it's difficult for working parents to provide for their kids in the case of a strike. So we are positioned here with our building and with our volunteers in the church to be able to fill that gap a bit, at least. It's not without its problems. It's not without its cost. But we feel like we can fill the gap for a good number of people and want to step in as we can.
Hi, this is Ryan Heinches. I'm here at Summit Gymnastics in Flagstaff, one of the organizations offering childcare to parents during the teacher walkout. And joining me is co-owner Christy Beatty. Tell me, why did you want to get involved and offer this service?
We feel that by supporting our teachers and acknowledging the work that they do and, you know, hopefully having the state of Arizona begin to recognize and value who they are as people and what they need as families, that we can help in any way possible.
And if this strike, if the walkout lasts several days or even into weeks, are you going to continue to offer childcare, this service, if it keeps going?
Absolutely. It's a need in Flagstaff, and we'll do our best to meet it. And I know that there's other places that are also, you know, have this in mind, and we're trying to take care of our kids and make sure they have a safe and healthy place to go.